Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Our next guest is here to preview her fireside lecture tonight at the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center. The title of the talk is Growing Up on Ice, How Seal Pups Thrive in Antarctica. Welcome, marine biologist Linnea Pearson.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's nice to have you here. So, Fireside Lecture Series, there'll be two of them tonight. Is that right?
Yes, there are two. Same talk repeated. Starts at 6:30 and the second one starts at 8. I believe doors open at 6.
All right. So I introduced you as a marine biologist. Technically, you're a postdoctoral fellow at Cal Poly. Is that right?
Yeah. I work remotely up here in Juneau, but our project and my supervisor and the main PI on our project is at Cal Poly down in San Luis Obispo. But we work with scientists all over. And when you go to Antarctica, it doesn't really matter where you start from. You have to travel down there no matter what.
Right. And you've been there seven times, you
said? Yeah, I've been there seven times over 13 years. I've worked on, I think it's four different projects, all about Weddell seals and Weddell seal physiology, though.
What part of the year do you usually go down?
It's fall here, springtime down there, so October, November. Since we're studying pups, that's when the pups are born, in early October, so we have to be there for them. It's also a lot, the weather is getting nicer and a little warmer down there. Skip a little bit of the weather
right
up here.
So take our listeners, take us down there with you. What's the scene like? How do you get there?
You fly for work where we are in McMurdo Station. We fly through Christchurch, New Zealand. And once you get to Christchurch, you're there for a couple days. You get a whole bunch of gear. You eat as much salad and green food as you possibly can because sometimes it's very limited when you get down to McMurdo. Then you take a military flight, either on an LC-130 or a C-17, just big cargo jets. They pile you in and you fly down. 6 hours later, you arrive in McMurdo. They have a airstrip on the Ross Ice Shelf. So you actually land on ice and you get off the plane and it's kind of like arriving on another planet. it's white, hopefully the weather is nice. If there's some sunshine, you can see some features. You can see that you're, about a few miles away from Ross Island, where the station actually is. So you get off the plane, you kind of take it all in for half a second, and then they shuttle you onto a shuttle bus, essentially, to get you to station. And it's, anymore, it's kind of like now when I go, because I've been a few times, it kind of feels like, okay, I'm here again. It kind of feels like home. I'm used to it. But watching the people who have been there for the first time or their faces, just the awe and the wonder, because it's this broad white landscape, that's all you see is just ice for miles and miles. It's pretty crazy.
What's the average temperature at that time of year?
In early October, probably in minus 20. It's still pretty cold. especially with wind chill, it can be fairly nice, but as soon as any sort of little breeze kicks up, it gets really cold really fast. And then, as the summer moves on and once you get 24 hours of daylight, it warms up pretty good, and you're above zero at least.
All right. So your focus of study is on the Weddell seal. What drew you to the seal and tell us all about it?
I kind of fell into studying Weddell seals in Antarctica, actually. So I'm a physiologist, and I study how animals are adapted to where they live. And when you study physiology like that, you typically go for a very extreme example because they'll give you the best signal, or you might actually find a difference. And so Weddell seals are the southernmost living mammal, and as such, they have to endure the harsh conditions of Antarctica year round. They don't get to, come back to warmer weather. And so they're a really great example of that extreme physiology and the signals that we're looking for in our studies. And They're also, as weird as it sounds, Weddell seals and are one of the best studied species of seals on the planet. There's been people continuously studying them for almost 50 years now. And so we know a lot about them. And so it makes a really great body of research to base new questions on. And there's always new things to look at, of course. But it's great to have that background. And also, as weird as it sounds, they're very accessible to get to because they're on sea ice that's attached to land. You can get to them very easily. You don't have to take a boat out to the middle of an ocean. You can, they're just a lot more accessible to study.
I bet a lot of us here in Juneau have seen harbor seals.
Yeah.
How do they compare? Do they look similar?
They look similar. Actually, they're similar color. They Weddell seals have that same kind of dark spotty coat. Weddell seals weigh a lot more. Adult Weddell seals probably weigh like 1,200 pounds, and an adult harbor seal maybe weighs 100 pounds. So a harbor seal is about the size, an adult harbor seal is about the size of a Weddell seal pup that we're studying. So the size difference is quite big.
All right. And so seal pups are absolutely adorable,
yes.
Right? And
yes.
So you get to capture them.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
So very carefully. we make sure we aim for pups that are born to moms that are very good, that have a good track record. Like I said, people have been studying these seals, and so we know which moms are good moms. So we target those pups. We carefully separate the pup from its mom, put it in a net, take it a little distance away, do our work, and then take it right back to its mom. They rebond. We watch them for, half an hour to an hour to make sure they're okay. And then they go on their way.
Got it. So it sounds like a lot of what you're looking at is how these southernmost mammals are adapting.
Yeah.
What are a few highlights of that?
Well, so far we've learned we've had one field season down there for this project in particular. And our one field season has basically told us that there's a lot of individual variability. We targeted pups that were all the same exact age. And we looked at how fast they grew, how much blubber they had, how much fat they put on, how quickly they molted their coat. And it's all over the place. So we learned we need to go and get a lot more data to really tease out some of what is driving that variability.
I suspect you're still working on the takeaways from this study and putting together data and all that. But what are some lessons that we can learn from these kinds of adaptations?
Let's see. Well, one of the reasons we're studying these animals and Weddell seals is actually because they make good proxies for other species that we don't have a lot of data on, especially pups, because pups are really hard to get to. They're born at, in the spring when in the Arctic, in the spring, there's often a lot of storms. They're very remote. And so we're trying to figure out some of the adaptations and what's important for baby seals to survive. And if we can figure that out for Weddell seals, that'll help us inform some decisions for some of the Arctic species that we don't know a whole lot of this information about. And we really just want to know, what does it take for them to thrive and survive? And how does that interact? And how might that change? Because if you don't have a baseline, we don't know how that might change in future climate events.
Sure. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with marine biologist Linnea Pearson. She will be speaking tonight as part of the Fireside Lecture Series at the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center, one at 6:30 and then a repeat at 8 o'clock. What should people expect tonight, Linnea?
Some science, a little bit about the seals, a little bit about what it's like to work in Antarctica as a human, and lots of pictures of really cute, fluffy baby seals, of course. So even if you don't like science, there's cute baby animals, which everybody loves.
All right, Linnea Pearson, it's been nice speaking with you. Is there anything we're missing, anything that you'd like to add?
I don't think so. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, anytime. Thank you.